our God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God's been good to us. And he has blessed us and kept us. Yet to see another Lord's Day in this new year. Praise God. And we ought to give him some praise for that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Some of you acting like you're not glad he kept you. Praise God. Hallelujah. But if you're glad to be alive, give him some praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may not have all that you want to have, but you're here. Hallelujah. You may not be feeling the best that you want to feel, but you're here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. If you got aches and pains, you ought to be thanking God that you got some pain. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it could have been, you've been gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give glory, we give honor, and we get praise to our Lord who has blessed us and brought us together one more time. Hallelujah. And since we last assembled here, the Lord has let me pass another milestone or come to one and pass it to. Praise God. 3 days past the milestone. Bless me to get to 59. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I caught slow toxic. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we thank God for just being to be here. I want to emphasize on the program this evening before we get started in the Word. Don't forget to come back. If you don't have to go on your job, and if you're still able to walk about, come back.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And support the service. Help these young people. Hallelujah. And God would in turn bless you. Do that. This is the Lord's day. Our day. Hallelujah. So please come back and do that. We want to reemphasize also the plea for your help with the cancer drive, so that they can do more research and find more cures and better ways of treating it. As you know, they are doing it all the time and making strides, but it costs money. And there are many people now living who are a recovered cancer patient that would have died had it not been for research. Hallelujah. And we say to the all of you, take all the examinations you need to take to make sure you stay cancer free. And if you happen to find it, that you have found it earlier enough so that it can be eradicated from your body without you going through the drastic radiation and stuff. See, the sooner you find it, the less thing you got to go through and the better your chances are for living. Just on this past Monday, I had an endoscopy done. Not because I was feeling bad or seeing any signs or anything, but my wife had one done earlier this year, and then she said, "You need to get one done." And I said, "Well, I just wait until I go back to my doctor and I tell him about it." Because she said, "Once you turn 50, you're supposed to have them done every so often." Well, you see where I'm at. Almost out of the 50s. And had never had it done. And so when I went to the doctor for my regular checkup in December, I told him, "I need to get one." He said, "Want to know if there's anything wrong?" I said, "No, I was just told that once you turn 50, you're supposed to have them." And he said, "Well, how old are you?" I said, 58. He said, "Yeah, you're past due." God. And so he immediately went in there and called the specialist and got me scheduled. I got delayed a couple of times. One time I delayed it, and the other time it was called the snow. But we got it done Monday. And lo and behold, they found a polyp. Now suppose I didn't do it. That polyp would have kept on growing. Because that's what the information is, that once you get it, they keep on growing. They don't stop. And they grow until they turn into a mass. And once they turn into a mass, it's cancer. So he removed it then. And it's not painful before or afterwards. I can't tell it never moved anything from me. So men, you need to get it done. Not only that, how your prostate check. Because those are the two leading killers of us. Cancers in those two areas. Women, get your mammograms done or whatever else you got to have. It might be painful, but it'll be painful that little while and be laying up there painful day in and day out. Hallelujah. So get it done. Your life depends on it. Your good health depends on it. If you, and to God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and to all his children in our presence, to our presider, Elder Lewis, and to Elder Spencer, Elder Lewis, and Minister Lewis, who shares the roster with us, to Elder Lewis in the choir, and to Ministers Spencer and Lewis in the audience. Did I miss somebody? Okay, and to all officers of this and other churches that are present, and to all of you who God has blessed to be here, we're grateful we're able to stand in your midst today. On last Sunday, we preached to you about pressing on. Uh-huh. And we let you know then we didn't finish. Uh-huh. And that we were continue today. I don't know why that's why you're so quiet in the audience when they ask you, are you ready for the word or not? But it's good for you. Hallelujah. And we'll call you back to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 through 15. Eternal God, we stand here, yielded soul, mind and body. We give you our spiritual man, our physical man, our mental man, that you may use us to do glory and honor of God. We bless your name. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. Lord, we just cannot thank you enough. For we are your unprofitable, unworthy servants. Not even worthy to call on thy holy name, but we approach you with mercy, asking for mercy and grace that you will hear our cry and answer our plea. God, send forth a word. Don't let it come and return into your void, but bless your word that by anointing it, that it may accomplish all you purpose it to do. Help us to be better examples for the world as we lift you in our daily lives and you can guard us. Help us to be true to you, faithful to your word. In Jesus' name. Amen. We thank you. And we count it done. Amen. You got it, say amen.
Amen.
Still need time, say have mercy. Okay. Philippians 3. Verse 13, 14, 15. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and pressing and reaching forth to those and to those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. We ask that you'll stand and read this together. Reading, brethren. Count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling and the crowd in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if any
of you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
Thank you. You may be seated. Look at the person sitting near you. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Keep on pressing.
Keep on pressing.
Keep on pressing. Some of us, you know, after we do something for a while, we get tired. We get tired of doing it. Mentally, the physical part's fine. We're just tired mentally, and we give up. Sometimes we get tired physically, we'll give up. But the Lord said, "Keep on pressing. Remember, the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong." But to him that endure to the end. I believe he said in Revelation that be thou faithful unto death. And I give you the crown of life. And that means we got to keep on pushing. We got to keep on pressing and our way until Jesus says, well done. We can't run this race until we get tired and say, I've done my part. I've done enough. We don't know enough to know when it's my part has been completed. Our wisdom is not that great, and we can't see that far into tomorrow. We can only look at today. Although we try to look into tomorrow, but we can't. We just don't know what tomorrow holds. We can plan and we can hope, but it still depends on what God say. Hallelujah. And we don't know what he's saying about tomorrow except what he says in his word. And therefore, we need to be faithful to his word. Whatever he says, we ought to do it. And do it with gladness of heart. We need to keep our focus on the prize. Hallelujah. And keep our focus on the one who holds the prize. Hallelujah. And that is Jesus Christ, the righteous. So in this life, you're going to have some trials and some tribulation, but you got to keep on pressing. Hallelujah. You can't give up at the first trial, not the tenth one, not the thousand. You got to keep on pressing. He promised that you're going to have many of them. And then he said in Job that man that is born of a woman is of a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. Amen. Oh, glory be to God. And so if you're going to make it through this and get the prize at the end, you got to press your way. You got to be like the woman who wanted to see Jesus. She had gone to the doctors for 12 years trying to get rid of her issue of blood, but instead of her getting better, she got worse year by year. Thank you, Jesus. And no doubt she must have been a woman of some substance. She must have had some money because she'd been paying the doctors for 12 years. Glory be to God. And because she had been painting for 12 years, the Bible says it has fit all that she had. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I don't see where she was working anywhere, so she must have had some money sewed up. Thank you, Jesus. And has spent all that she had. Glory to God. And once she spent all that she had, hey, she heard about Jesus, that Jesus was coming her way. And while he was passing by, she said, I got to get in the way. I got to get in the press. Because I know that if I can just touch the hem of his garment, glory be to God. If I can just, hallelujah. I don't need him to lay his hands on me. I don't need him to pray for me. All I want to do is get in contact with him. I just want to touch him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to press our way to touch God. Hallelujah. We can't just touch him any kind of way all the time. Sometimes you got to labor before him. He wants you to know that he's God. And you are at his mercy. Oh, glory to God. And so you got to labor sometime. And it got to be more than an hour. Thank you, sir. I know we say sweet hour of prayer, but sometimes an hour is not enough. Thank you, Jesus. I remember those women as they were praying for Peter. The words that prayer went on up without ceasing. And they prayed until he was delivered. Well, we pray so long and we get tired, Elders Lewis. Somebody get put in the rest home. We'll go see him for the first month. And some of us don't get that far. We might go a week. And we get tired of going there. Some of us put our own family members in there and forget them. Yeah, it don't have to be another church person. It can just be your sister. And after we gone so long, we get tired of going. And we give up. But you got to keep on pressing. Hallelujah. Thank you. Suppose the Lord gives up on us like we give up on others. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. So we got to press as the woman was trying to get to Jesus. You know, everywhere Jesus went, there was a multitude. They were all gathered around him. I can imagine there were thousands of people all around Jesus. And this woman trying to get to him. She didn't feel good in her body because she was sick and been sick for 12 years. She didn't feel like holding no conversation. Hallelujah, because she was destituted. Hallelujah, now I don't have no money, don't have no good help, I ain't got no husband, I ain't got nothing to help me, and she was destituted. Hallelujah, but she had a press. She had hope. Hallelujah. Tell somebody you ain't got to have no money to have hope. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She had hope, and that's what made the difference. She knew that as long as I can hold on to my faith, hallelujah, I can make it to tomorrow. As long as I hold to my faith, I'm going to get to Jesus. Hallelujah. He's there amongst a thousand, but I can make it. I can reach him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So she went, pressed away. Thank you, Jesus, to the crowd. And no doubt, as she was going, somebody knocked her back. And she staggered back, but she kept on pressing. Hallelujah. And they kept on pushing and shoving her until they finally knocked her on the ground. And she didn't try to get back up. She just kept on going on the ground. She said, I don't need you to see him in the face. I just need you to touch. Hallelujah. I just need to touch him. Hallelujah. Some of us, because we can't be at the top level, we won't do nothing at all. You don't have to be high and mighty to reach God. He wants you low in number. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back to Hebrews. I think we stopped in that. It's all right. 13th chapter. And I think I want to start with the 13th verse.
Let us go forth, therefore.
Let us continue to move on in the Lord. It does not matter what somebody else is saying or what somebody else does. We just keep on going forth. It doesn't matter where somebody else put around you. You just keep on doing what you supposed to do. Your righteousness is not dependent on what I do. And your job is not depending on what I'm not doing. But many of us think, because Minister Sonia quit, well, she ain't doing, I ain't gonna do it either. But God didn't give you a job based on what Sonia did or did not do. He told you to be faithful. And he didn't say be faithful as long as Sonia is faithful. But be thou faithful how long? Until you die. And many of us have fallen short in this church. And God told me to sound the trumpet. He's getting fed up with your foolishness. You heard the scripture today that Elder Lewis read. If I don't warn you, your blood is on my hands. And I'm getting it off of my hands. I'm putting it back on you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Read. Okay, continue. Okay, we seek the one to come. By Jesus, he's the one to come. He did say he was coming again, right? And we are looking for him. They said we are seeking the one to come. And so by him, let us do what?
Continually.
Continue to give fruit of thanks to his name from the fruits of our lips. Continually. Means, when do I stop?
Continually. David said in Psalms 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord. When?
All time.
All time. I will continue to bless the Lord, is what he's saying. And his praises shall what? Continually be in my mouth. So let us continue offer sacrifices of joy. Hallelujah. And notice he said sacrifices. That means I'm doing it when I don't want to do it. I'm doing it when I don't feel like doing it. I came to church, I was depressed. And I didn't feel like saying nothing. And didn't want nobody else to say nothing to me. But I got to continue to make a sacrifice. I got to get up when I don't feel like going. I got to holler out when I don't feel like hollering. I can't say hallelujah when I don't feel no hallelujah. Everywhere I look, there's trouble. But I got to say hallelujah anyhow. I'm sacrificing praises to the Lord. But we praise them based on how we feel. And you can't find nowhere in his word where he tell you praise them on your feelings. But you praise them because he's God. Praise him because of his excellent greatness. Praise him for his goodness. Hallelujah. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So continue to offer sacrifices of praise. We ought not have to force you to praise God. And I wish our ministers stopped trying to force you from doing it. Because that is not in God's plan. You're out of his word. Your praise has got to be volunteering. If you're praising just because I said it, it ain't doing you no good. You got to offer up sacrifices of praise. I don't need a motivation. I don't need a motivation to praise him. You're supposed to be motivated when you get here. Hold it right there, Steve. And Taya, find Psalm 100. Read, please stand, read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Some of you. All ye land. Is anybody left out?
No.
All means all. Hallelujah. And nothing is left.
All right.
Because if somebody had a good meal and had invited you to eat, but before you got to the table, those that went in front of you ate everything. And then you come in there and to eat and say, you ate it all. That means I ain't got nothing to eat. So if he told all of you, that means there's nobody in this building that should not praise him. Why, brother pastor? Because he blessed you like he blessed me. Well, how do you know he blessed me? You're here.
Amen.
That's all I need to know. That you're still breathing. And as long as you're breathing, you'll be blessed. Read. Serve the Lord complaining. Well, I'm so tired. Then Michelle ain't treating me right. Thank you, Lord. You don't mean it. You ought to praise the Lord just because she ain't treating you right. And I'm still in the Word. You hold it. I need somebody to find the Matthew 5. Leaven, I think. What?
Blessed are ye when men shall revile you.
What do you mean I'm blessed?
You're blessed.
When you ain't doing right to me, I'm blessed.
You're blessed. And persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you.
What you talking about? They persecute me and I'm blessed. Yeah. Amen. Therefore, I'm about to be praising God just because somebody did wrong to me, because I'm being blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Hard to see, huh? That's hard to swallow, huh? Take your big swallow of water with it, but swallow the pee anyhow. Sacrifices. Hallelujah. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, shall persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you. What's that? The word says, rejoice! But instead of rejoicing, we go complaining. We go tell Mother Austin what Michelle just done. We don't praise God for it. We complain about her. We run our name through the mud. Yeah. And God said it's not right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, you can see it. You can continue. You know that the Lord is God. Not me. And nobody else around you. There is one God, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. It is He that what? Made us and not. I didn't do nothing to get me here. Thank you, God. And He made me what I am now. I know you said you did it. Tell three people you're just a lie. Because the word said He made us. And the word said let every man be a liar. But let my word be true.
We are His people and our sheep of His pasture.
We belong to Him. And we are sheep in His pasture. Okay? Sheep are humble. Sheep don't fight. And sheep doesn't talk back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sheep go where they're led. They don't say, I don't care where the shepherd going, I'm going over here. No, they don't do that. They follow the shepherd. So when the shepherd asks you to do something, you are supposed to be following or doing it, which would be the same thing. But you say, I don't care what the pastor said. I got to have some time to myself. You don't have no time. Amen. All of your time belongs to God. Amen. You're living on borrowed time. Because you done messed up from the get-go. And don't even deserve to be here. But by His grace, His mercy, He has kept you here. And He's keeping you so you can give Him some glory. We were made for His glory, not for ourselves. But we get our bit out of shape, but I don't get the glory. What do you think you are, God? Because all the glory belongs to who? So then when you want the glory, then you have made yourself who? Thank you. You said it, I didn't. Okay. Read. That's what I want to get at. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. When I come in through to the best of you, I supposed to be already fired up. Thank you, Lord. You brought me here. I could have died along the way. Somebody could have run in and head on. Along the way. You brought me here. Thank you. I don't about to be pumping you up. You better pump me up when you get here. See, you got it backwards. You about to be pumping me up. Because we just backwards people in the way, aren't we? But God said it's time for you to change it. Read. And then when you're coming through those two doors there, well, they're going to think I'm crazy. Come in with a praise. Hallelujah. So you're already on fire when you get here. We're going to offer unto Him, you thank you, God, sacrifices of praise. Continue.
But to do good and to communicate, forget not.
We have to do good and to communicate, and don't forget what the Lord said do. Continue.
For with such sacrifice, God is well pleased.
With that kind of sacrifice, it makes God well pleased. Not just pleased, but well pleased. All right?
Obey them that have rule over you.
Hold it. Read that first word.
Obey.
Obey. What does that mean? Huh?
To listen to.
Do what you're told to do. Who said that? The Bible. It's God's word. Okay? Obey them that have rule over you. Now we obey the boss man, but won't obey the man of God. We'll sacrifice for the boss man, but we won't sacrifice for the one that kept you, that enabled you to go on that job, the one that woke you and allowed you to have strength to close yourself, and then took you safely there. We won't sacrifice for him, and we won't obey him, but we try our best to please that boss. And that's fine, because you are following one command, obeying the one that has rule over you. You're obeying in one hand and not obeying in the other. Because you also have somebody over you here. Okay? And all God requires of any of us is to be obedient. And any sin is because we disobeyed. We don't have to name them. Disobedience is sin. Anytime you disobey what the word said, you have sin. Yes. Okay? Read.
And submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls.
You're doing it because we are. And this is the spiritual part now. Because the boss man ain't watching for your soul. He's watching for his production line. So he's talking about us. We are in watch of your soul. Yeah. Then after, let's read that in Ezekiel today. Yeah. That's why you need to obey us. Your soul is in jeopardy. Yeah. You obey it so your soul won't wind up in hell. You obey it so that you can prosper in the Lord. Yeah. You obey it so God can release his blessings on you. But because, as we told you on last Sunday, you have disobeyed, God said, I can't fully bless you like I want to. And if you keep on going the way you're going, I'm going to withdraw the blessings I've been giving you. And you're going to be cursed instead of blessed. Yes. I think that was in the word that you read. Yes. So you're doing it for your soul's sake. You're not doing it to please me. You're just doing it to please God. I am speaking for God. Yes. Amen. I'm his mouthpiece. Uh-huh. That's what he called me for. Yes. To be a mouthpiece for him. Yes. So you're not disobeying the pastor, you're disobeying God. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As they that must give an account, that they may do it with joy. And
so when I give an account for you, I can do it. I can go to the Lord for you happily. Yes. I don't want to have to go to the Lord for you with a heavy heart. But Pastor, I need you to pray for me. And all I can think about how bad you've been. How can I get a prayer through? All I can think about how hard-headed you've been. Every time I go to pray, the devil stick it in my mind. And my mind go wandering. And then I forget what I was praying for. Read.
For that is unprofitable for you.
That is what?
Unprofitable.
Uh-huh. See, it's not even profitable for you. So you want to be blessed, be obedient. Yes. Hold to his word. Yes. And so God won't have to pour his wrath down on you. You're holding to his word. And he won't have to make an example for you. He wants you to be obedient so that he can pour out the blessings. For they that delight themselves in the Lord, I will give them the desires of the heart. Thank you, Jesus. To delight yourself in the Lord is to be obedient to him. Hallelujah. And then you ain't had to pray sometime. All you got to do is desire in your heart. And he'll give it to you. Thank you, Lord. That's just because you've been obedient. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Surely sees that you want to be blessed. Give your tithe and offering. That's being obedient. I'm going to just say it that way. If you want to be a blessed, be obedient to the word of God. If you want to be blessed, hallelujah, give a sacrifice to praise. God inhabits the praises of the saints. God desires you to praise him when you don't feel like it, when you do feel like it. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noonday. Praise him late at night. Praise him in sickness. Praise him in health. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he's good. And his mercy. And do it to all generations. I was going in Jeremiah, but I don't have time today. Hallelujah. So I guess I had one more round of it, I guess. Don't stay home. Hallelujah. Because for your soul, it's for your prosperity. Because the word said, I would that you prosper and be in health. But only as what happened?
Your soul.
As your soul prosper. So when your soul don't prosper, you cut off your prosperity. For your soul is not prosper, you cutting off your good health. You don't have to have as many pains you've been having. You don't have to go through as many sicknesses you've been going through if you let your soul prosper. And the only way your soul is going to prosper is be obedient to the word of God. Right? The Lord said, I want you to prosper. And I want you to be in health. But these things are contingent on your soul prospering.